Well, Rima, Newcastle listeners, this is for you and for you only. Well, Hunter Valley, Port Stephens, we can't leave you out. Maitland, can't leave you out. Lake Macquarie, can't leave you out. We live in this blessed region, and this is the part of the show that only goes to us. It doesn't go on the podcast. And so I had thought I would start it with, he's not local. Well, he is. He's Australian, but these people are from Western Australia's Pilbara region. This is the Freedom Collective, particularly Fred Ryan, who's a Yamachi singer-songwriter, guitarist, and a key member of this. And he wrote this song, Songs of Freedom. We've been talking about freedom, and I just thought this was just, I thought it was a lovely song. So enjoy at least some of it.
There's a song for the sinner, a song for the saint, a song for the hero that saved the day. There's a song for this land, girt by sea, but I want to hear a song.
You know, as we think about all the different things that we've been looking at, one of the things that strikes in my mind again is just how we must protect children and the harm against children. Now, the church here has not had a great record in recent years because of the church clergy sex abuse scandals, which ripples, as you know, still continue to affect us. But we need to watch also in other areas where these kinds of things occur. Domestic violence, again, for example, there's often abuse against children involved in that. But also we need to be very, very careful. Just as we saw with Pride Surrey, that the cloak of pride was used for them to hide and open that our children are not open to abuse. And just because someone puts on a rainbow badge or says all the right words and espouses the doctrines of our current cultural elites, it doesn't mean that they should be trusted. By the way, it works the other way as well, doesn't it? You don't, just because somebody is involved in pride, that we don't turn around and say, oh, they must be a child abuser. No, that's as ridiculous a saying as if you're involved in the Catholic Church or the Anglican Church or whatever church, that you must be an abuser because some of their clergy were found to be abusers. No, that's not the case. But we ourselves need to be very, very clear about that we will never tolerate the harm that's caused to children. And then we're thinking about Iranians in the Hunter Valley. There are only around 200 Iranians in our whole area. If you happen to be one of them, please do contact me, theweeflee@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. The nearest Iranian church, or one of the nearest, is in St. John's Cathedral in Parramatta, where they have a wonderful Iranian congregation, Farsi-speaking congregation. And please do pray for the number of Iranians who are becoming Christians, including in Australia. And then I'm thinking of net zero as regards us, and this time not in terms of the coal mining, but in terms of the bushfires that have been around. And I mean, wasn't last Saturday just unbelievably hot? And then there was a change. Within 24 hours, there was a 20-degree drop in temperature, which is really quite astonishing. I have to say that I went into newsagent today on Bowman Street, and it was dull and there was a little bit of rain. And I said to him, oh, it's great to have a Scottish summer back. And he just laughed. But one of the things I think has been really good is solar panels, because it's enabled many of us to keep our electricity on, because the solar panels pick up on the energy needs that are required. So, yeah. And then as regards the Bibles, it's good that we have a shop that sells Bibles. I mean, I think most bookshops probably do, and you can certainly get them online. But I would love to give a wee shout out to Karong Bookshop in Warners Bay, because one, they're great. I love going to that shop. It's a big temptation for me, but you can never have too many books. But in terms of Bibles, I was thinking of somebody who recently came to our church, and we went to buy a Bible, and we realized, do you know, I really want to get them what I call a proper one. I mean, I know the cheap paperbacks are great, but I want to get them something that indicates the value of God's word. And I know you can get it online, and I know that you can have your Bible on your phone, but maybe, am I being old-fashioned? I just think it's great to have a physical book that you can open. I find that you read it. You know, I've just been doing something this new year. This was one of my New Year's resolutions. I found that because of the amount of time I spend on the internet and social media and various other things, largely to get stories and stuff for this program, but I find that I skim read far too much. And I find that I was skim reading the Bible, not only online, but also when I was reading a physical copy. And I've said, okay, what I'm going to do is when I come to read God's word for my own personal reading, I'm actually going to read it out loud. And that has slowed me down, and it's been an enormous benefit, and it's really helped me meditate. So, I mean, have a think about that. Again, please feel free to let me know what you think about it. All right, join me again for, speaking of the Bible, for the final word in a moment.